Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back, it's 34 after the hour. Thanks for 34. It's 12 after the hour. I'm the talk show host who can't tell time. I'm Jim Blasingame. Welcome back. I promise I'll get better. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Mary Cantando knows that I'm there's no telling what might happen around here. She's been with us now for almost 14 years. She's one of our great friends, a longtime Brain Trust member. She is an expert in helping businesses grow, especially women-owned. She's written a number of books, including Leading with Care, The Woman's Advantage, etc. And she's our good friend, Mary Cantando. Welcome back.
Well, hello, Jim. I'm here to help you with the time.
I appreciate it. Yeah, you'd think after almost 20 years, I'd get the clock right, wouldn't you? There's no telling what might happen around here. Hey, Mary, one of the things that I've tried to focus on every day here on the show, we get in and out of different topics, is the concept of the perfection being another word for failure. And helping people understand that they can be excellent, which is pretty darn good, and it'll take you to the finish line. But if you try to be perfect, you can't grow, because if you try to be perfect, you can't delegate. If you can't delegate, you can't grow.
You know, Jim, there are some professions, if you're a brain surgeon, for example,
right,
that you really do, you know, that perfection is important. You know, you've got to do it right every time. It's got to be
but
perfect
even
every
their
time.
Even their outcomes aren't always perfect. See, that's the other thing. It's not just what you do, it's how things turn out.
Yes, that's right. And especially in a small business, you cannot just keep polishing before you put something out.
Right.
You've got to get something 80-85% ready to go and just get it out there and get feedback from the market on it, and then, you know, polish it a little and keep putting it out there and putting it out there. If you wait until something is 100% perfect, and I hate to say it, but I think women, this is a real challenge with women. They do this much more than men do.
I agree.
Waiting until it's absolutely perfect mm-hmm. before you put it out there, you're out of business by that time.
Well, that's right. What do you think about this? And when I say I agree with you about women, women have put an extra layer of guilt on themselves that men don't. I think about what
they
do. You
know, I don't know if it goes back to grade school where everybody's trying to be poly perfect or
right.
you know, get 100 on every test or whatever it is.
It's a lot of that.
Forbid you got a 98 on
right.
something, you know.
My wife
just don't do that.
My wife said, "Why don't men feel guilt?" I said, "We feel guilt plenty of times when we're guilty. We don't. What we don't do is we don't manufacture guilt."
Yeah.
But back to the perfect thing. What about this? What about, let's say you are a perfectionist, and I've been accused of that. So let's say you are a perfectionist, and you've got a project, and you got to move it down the road every day, and you're having a trouble pulling the trigger because it's not perfect. But you say to yourself, "Okay, it's perfect as it can be today."
Yeah,
with what I know, with what I know, and what we've done, as of today, it's as perfect as it can be today. We'll see how things turn out tomorrow. What do you think?
Well, and maybe it's perfect from your perspective, but what does the market say? What do your customers say?
Mm-hmm.
If you get something 80-85% done and you push it out to your customers can give you feedback to make changes that you might never have thought of. So is it trying to be excellent from your perspective? Are you trying to make it excellent from your customer's perspective? So you've got to get it feedback.
Those are both two dangerous scenarios, though, because if you actually do have something that's ready to go and you won't pull the trigger on it, then you've lost opportunity. If your standards are so low that you think perfection, that you got something perfect, but it really isn't, then that's failure. There's a balance there, isn't there?
Right. So it's important that you get out of your own head, right? People live in their head and they have this idea of exactly what this needs to be, exactly what the market wants. but you have to get it out there and think of everything. I think of everything I do as a prototype. You know, I've been doing my calendar for years. The first year we did it, it was not nearly as good as it has been in recent years. But it was like, let me get this out there. First of all, let me see, A, if the market will even buy it, right?
Right.
B, what they tell me about it. C, how they want to change it or improve it. Then next year, I go around and I incorporate that all in. And then I get more feedback and I incorporate that all
but,
in.
But the first year it was as perfect as it could be that year.
For what I had, for what I had working on it. And here's the other thing, Jim, for the amount of time I was willing and able to put into it, right?
Yep.
I could have said, well, I don't know what year we started, like 2003. I could have said, well, I'll wait and do it in 2004. But then I would have lost all of that feedback and that impetus and excitement of getting it out in 2003, right? If I just wait, no, I'm going to wait till 2004 because it's not good enough to get out.
Right.
So you've just got to, I'm just really encourage people, just go ahead and do it. Just get it out there. And don't think of it necessarily as a finished product. You could even refer to it to your clients. You can say, you know, we're prototyping this new product, or we're prototyping this idea. We're prototyping this new service offering, and we're going to put this out.
Would you be a beta tester? We realize it's not perfect.
We want to get your feedback.
Yeah, would you be a beta tester?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. But the main thing is seek excellence. See, I just keep coming back to that word, Mary, because even a beta product, even a product that's not quite ready for prime time can still be excellent.
Oh, right. There's nothing worse than getting something and have all kinds of typos in it or you know. So those kind of things are easy to ensure. And you know, you put a book out, it's going to have one or two typos in it.
Yep.
I don't care how many edits it goes through.
That's right.
I don't care what you do, you're going to have one or two little blemishes on it. But the idea is, in the first page, you don't want to have three typos in your intro, you know?
Right. That's exactly right. So folks, think about these things and give yourself a break, do good work, seek excellence. But if you're having trouble making progress, look in the mirror. It might be you holding yourself back. And Mary, you want to say a last word to ladies?
Oh, yeah. Just go for it. Just remember, perfect is the enemy of done.
And remember this, ladies. Whatever you do is probably going to be better than a guy. So, you know, what else can I say, Mary? I need your website, Mary.
Womansadvantage.com.
I knew she'd agree with that. Quick break. Right back with Mary Contendo. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.